Papa Show is on the air.
Our Papa's on the go,
just like his hair.
He'll bring you lots of laughs,
certainly not highbrow.
Show might be cold or hot,
we don't rehearse a lot.
Here he comes now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live edition of Come to Papa. Now, let's give a warm welcome to your host. His head is so big, children use it as a bouncy castle, Tom Papa.
Hey, welcome to my show. I feel inspired.
Tom's not a singer, though.
You both are fired.
Come and join our experiment. Laughter and merriment are nothing new, but
I like it. How about?
I like it. How about?
We like it. How about you?
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Tom Papa. Thank all of you for listening out there in Radio Land, and thank all of you beautiful people who came out to join us in our live audience at the Village Underground in New York City. Woo! New York, where you know global warming is real because it's February and I just saw a rat in flip-flops. Now please say hello to the best announcer in the business, the talented Rick Chrome, whose microphone is on.
Thanks, Tommy. Tonight's show is brought to you by Heaven. Are you tired of this world? Are you looking for something new? Have vacations let you down? Then come along to Heaven. It's just as cool as you want it to be and just as hard to get into. Heaven. It's a hell of a nice place, Tom.
Rick Chrome, ladies and gentlemen. And now please welcome our band, whose instruments are made from pure cocaine, the Come to Papa Trio. Well, here we are, everybody, the deep, dark part of winter. It's that time of year when we turn inward and pray for spring to come and save us. People pray all the time for all sorts of things. But who are we praying to exactly? That's our theme tonight. Who is God? What is God? Do you even believe in God? Maybe you're Christian, Muslim, or Jewish, or Hindu, a Mormon, a Buddhist, or a Scientologist. Maybe you're a Belieber, or a Swiftie, or a Deadhead. Maybe you're your own God. Maybe food is your God. Or drugs. Or sex. Or maybe all three. Naked, high, with a mouthful of Cool Ranch Doritos. Sounds a lot like heaven to me. Maybe you don't believe in God at all. Maybe you're an atheist, which I never really buy. When your plane hits turbulence and you're waiting for results on a herpes test, everybody says a little prayer to themselves, just in case. It's all an attempt for us humans to explain this feeling that there's something greater than ourselves. We always need something. Everyone. That's why as religion has gone down, superhero movies have become so huge. What is that, other than the creation of modern day gods? If halfway through the movie, Iron Man turned from the camera and told everyone to worship him, there would be nerds kneeling in the aisles. That's all it takes. You gotta believe in something. And there's a lot of people out there that are gonna try and get you to believe in anything. Sometimes it's just a matter of preaching at you, just talking, just getting you to follow their lead. All they got to do is talk in a certain way. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I said, can I get an amen?
Amen.
How easy was that? So whatever God you're into, let the spirit lift you up, order a couple of drinks, and enjoy the show. So we have a great show for you tonight.
What are you doing?
This is Dave Hill, everybody. We have a very talented comedian, Dave Hill. Who...
Shut the fuck up.
No, I mean, I appreciate the applause, especially those who've been following my career from the very beginning and all. But
Dave, you're on later in the show.
Yeah, I know. But
you're not even in the first.
I know, but I'm here to save your soul. You can't just do a show, a comedy show, like making jokes about God and stuff with no repercussions. It's probably going to be locusts and frogs and shit in here any second. And that's against code, Tom.
We're just talking about God. It's not like someone's going to do anything to us.
All right. Let's wait for it. Go ahead.
For what?
For God to strike you down like the piece of shit you are, Tom Papa. You piece of
How did you grow up? Wait a minute. What God are you talking about?
The main one, the big one.
And he's going to come down and smite me.
You'll be lucky if it's just smiting. Yeah, because Zeus is up to... Talking about Zeus. Well, who are you talking about?
Yeah. Zeus.
Yeah, and by the way, he called you a piece of shit. I would never do that.
Wait a minute. Zeus is like... I mean, there's been a lot of gods since
yeah.
Zeus.
Yeah.
Zeus, I mean, he was the shit for a while.
Still is the shit, Tom.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, ought to look That's at like all the... saying MC Hammer's still the shit.
Oh, yeah, you better take that back. No, the Zeus, I mean, if you look at all the gods, Apollo, Aphrodite, Gary, some of the other ones, Zeus is the top dog out there today. You should read my blog.
What's it called?
You would know this already.
Why? What
God blog.
God blog?
Dave's God blog. I gotta check, honestly.
I feel like you're being more disrespectful of God than I am.
Well...
Like, I'm just trying to bring it up as a theme of the show and just kind of exploring it.
Well, I mean, look how it's going. I'm not sure how you feel about it or even what show you think you're at right now, but anybody with eyes and ears knows this is a real shit show, even for you. Even for you.
All right, well, we're going to take our chances, Dave. We've got a show to do.
All right.
Will you stick around and come back later?
We'll see. Go fuck yourself. Again, that's Zeus. That's not me.
All right. Dave Hill, I guess. Jeez. Does anyone worship Zeus? Like, have you ever heard of someone? What religion are you?
Catholic?
Kind, maybe. At Christmas, maybe? Yeah. Easter, too. Oh, that's a good one. With the eggs, do you do that in Portugal? Yeah, it's fun. The bunny's fun. All right, listen, our first comedian. You guys ready for our first comic? Very good friend of mine. Very talented comedian. We work on the road all the time. He's hilarious. I love him. Stavros Halkias, everybody. Stavros!
All right, how we doing, gang, huh? All right, that's great. I am doing horrible. My body feels so bad. I'm having a real tough day. Today, I dropped a slice of pizza on the ground, and enough people saw me that I had to throw it away. You know, that was a tough one, guys, I'll be honest with you. Oh, boy, just gonna take this to the trash. Of course, that's where I was going. That's where I'd be going if you weren't here, that's for sure. Definitely wouldn't be eating this with 10% less enthusiasm. Yeah, it's tough. I'm coming off the heels of a tender bender, too. You know, that's where you eat chicken tenders every day for 2 weeks in a row. Not great for your body. I feel bad, really, but my body is really struggling. What does it mean when your ears are hot all the time? Is that good, would you say? Is that a good sign, constantly hot ears? Just your heart pounding, no matter the situation, all the time. Just waking up from a nap. Is that a good thing, would you say? The sign of a powerful heart, perhaps? Maybe it's exercising in my sleep. Waking up every morning, just pissing broth. You know what I mean? Just bouillon cubes coming out. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was going to be this early on the show. It's going to get more gross. It's tough. I've been having a tough time with my life. You know, it's a problem. I also know that I'm toothless, by the way, if anybody was wondering. I do know. I forget that every time. I should probably mention that. Everyone's like, why is this track coach without teeth yelling at us? I'm sorry, I forgot. I should have said that up top, that I know. I just want you to know that I know. It wasn't my plan. I wasn't, you know, I didn't want to look like a jack-o'-lantern, right? But, you know, it's actually the only heroic thing that's ever happened to me. You know, I witnessed someone getting mugged, and I stepped in and got the shit kicked out of me, huh? That's something, right? Except actually what happened is I bit into a chicken wing too hard, but that can't be my story, right? A girl at a bar's like, hey, what happened to your tooth? I can't be like, I'm actually too fat for teeth. That's right. I was eating a wing too excitedly to maintain teeth. I don't know if you knew that was a speed you could eat chicken at, but it is. I remember when it first happened, I was so self-conscious. I was like, damn, everyone's going to treat me so weird from now on. And I've smiled at thousands of people, and no one has batted an eyelash. And that really hurts my feelings, guys. It's hard finding out you're just giving off kind of a toothless vibe. You know, like people look at me and go, yeah, that's right. That's what that man should look like. That's a standard toothless guy right there. It'd be weird if he had his teeth. Let's be honest. That's what would be weird. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to lose weight now, you know, because I have just enough personality for fat and bald, but fat, bald, and toothless, that's too many things. I don't want to have to start reading, right? It's horrible. My friend's like, dude, you don't need to lose weight for dating. Love is blind. And it's like, you know, that's true. Love is blind, but casual sex has really good eyesight, you know? Casual sex could be a fighter pilot, it turns out. Just a sniper. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard. I've been traveling the country. You know, it's hard to live healthy, traveling the country, just, you know, meeting different people, going to different exotic locales. You know, like Tampa. Have you guys ever been there? Very, very. Tampa's gorge scenic. Every man in Tampa, I think, has been a professional wrestler at some point in his life. And every woman's like the hottest woman at a bowling alley. You know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe over there. It's hard, you know? I meet interesting people, though. You really do, and you learn stuff. There was a woman at one of my shows who was just an older lady, maybe in like her late 60s, alone at a comedy show, which is weird, but no big deal. She was so energetic that it was ruining the show. Have you ever experienced that? Just, woo, after everything, you know, really methed out. And, you know, she's very annoying. Everybody hates her, obviously. And it ruined my set, so I'm mad, you know, just kind of on the bench after the show waiting to take an Uber. And she comes up to me and she's talking and she's very weird. She's, you know, making intense eye contact and it's really weird, you know? And so anyway, I start making out with this old lady, you know what I mean? Just because, you know, the Uber keeps getting lost. I'm just trying to pass the time, right? My mouth is going numb from whatever toothpaste she's using to keep her teeth in her mouth. And that day I learned something. It turns out, I guess, sometimes whores just get old, you know, like they're not all grandmas, you know, sometimes they're fighting the good fight deep into their 60s, just trying to blow a young stranger in a parking lot. And, you know, I learned something else, too. I learned that you don't have to say yes every time someone wants to have sex with you. Did you know that? I had no idea. I was just blanket giving everyone a yes every time. And turns out you don't have to do that. I'm going to try it out. No, I'm kidding. I tried. She wouldn't come into the Uber. But what are you going to do? Sorry, I'm a little desperate. I'm going through a breakup. It's tough, you know. Thank you. Someone's happy at my misfortune, Tom. It's tough. Tough breakup. You know, we broke up in Greece, actually, on vacation. I know. That's not how you see your Chase Sapphire rewards going. You know what I mean? You think you're going to get a little more bang for your buck with those bad boys, but what are you going to do, you know? It's my fault. I took a rich girl on vacation. Rich people don't give a fuck about vacations, right? Poor person, could you ever imagine breaking up on vacation? The only good week of our lives? We're not doing that, right? We are seeing it through. She broke up with me, you know? And we came from different places, you know? I should have seen it coming. You know, like she's, you know, I grew up in Baltimore. I'm kind of poor, you know, first generation immigrant. She was like a, you know, suburban Connecticut girl. You know, don't get me wrong. She's not like evil rich. She's not like, poor people shouldn't have health care, rich, right? But I'll put it this way. I'll put it this way. When the shampoo ran out in her home, they just threw the bottle away, right? There was no filling it with water and just living off bubbles for a week, you know? She never had shitty bubbles hair. There was never no omelets for dinner, you know what I mean? Like, whoa, hot dogs again? Mom's the coolest. It's like, no. Mom is not that cool, buddy. Times are tough right now. These are struggle dogs right here. This gotta last until Dad's disability check comes in, so. But yeah, now I'm single again. You know, I'm just out there, just a fat little slut, just totally tossing this little wiener around town, you know? Really taking it for a walk. Yeah, I don't know. It's not great. I was complaining, you know, to my gay friends about how hard dating is, and they just made fun of me. They're like, dude, you don't have sex? I have sex all the time. But that's not fair, you guys. A gay guy making fun of a straight guy for not having enough sex is like a Harlem Globetrotter making fun of an NBA player for not scoring enough points. You know, it's like, come on, man. No one plays defense in your league. Right? A lot of showmanship, sure. A lot of confetti, but not a lot of fundamentals is all I'm saying. I don't know. I'm trying, man. It's just tough. Everyone's so freaky now. Everyone's just, you know, everyone's got to come in a strange way. Everyone's just choking and eating ass now. That's standard, you know? I don't know. A girl I was with recently wanted to be tied up and then also pretend she was sleeping. And it's like, I could just go. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's going to take to fuck me. I'll just head home. No hard feelings. I don't know. I'm not that good at rough sex. You know, I think it's because I love my mom too much. You know? She called me. She's like, hey, how's your love life going? It's like, not great because of all the love and support you showed me as a child. Would it have killed you to miss a football practice every once in a while? I have no resentment towards women. I can barely choke this girl. Mom, you're embarrassing me right now. Thank you guys so much. That's my time. I gotta go.
Stavros Halkias, everybody. Stavros. Stavros was brought to you by Jesus Toast. This little bag of miracles contains slices of bread that, when toasted, are guaranteed to make Jesus appear. Jesus Toast. Put the Holy Spirit back into your breakfast. Tom?
So, I'm sorry to interrupt the show.
Dave, it's not your turn.
Thank you. Very quickly, I just want to apologize. I know I used some harsh language towards you earlier.
And I apologize appreciate that.
But I want you to know it wasn't me. It was just the Lord speaking through me. In my case, Zeus.
Okay.
So, but I also talked to Zeus some more, and I have a message for you. He says, what the fuck are you doing, you fucking bitch? Again, not my words. I would never. You're my friend. I would never talk to you that way.
So,
so it's just Zeus's message.
He's texting you on your phone.
The Lord, yeah, he's texting me.
Thanks, Dave.
That's not all.
I don't think we're disrespecting.
There's just one word: shitbag. I don't even. That's out of context. And dickbag.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm gonna head out.
All right. No, you don't have to fake that one. For the record, I don't think we're being disrespectful to God in any way in this show. Do you, Universal? No. You think? Yeah. Yeah, no. I think Dave's a little drunk.
And now this. Since the beginning of time, mankind has been filled with questions about the universe and existence. But as much as we pray for answers, we have never actually heard back from God. Until now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome God!
Hey, what's up?
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem. For the record, I'm always here. I'm God. Sorry about that. It just happens whenever I say I'm God. Yeah, I'm always around, and I am omni-everything. And just so you know,
yeah,
I see everything.
You mean everything?
Yeah. Everything.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm sorry.
You could do it a little less. Don't sweat it. Everybody does it.
Well, God, we have some audience questions for you.
All right, great. Go for it.
Okay. Now, here is a question from Bob.
Uh-huh.
All right. God, a lot of...
I know what you're going to ask, but go ahead.
For our listeners at home and the people in our studio audience,
mm-hmm.
God, a lot of times when athletes win something, yeah. they thank you for helping them win. Do you find this insulting?
That's a stupid question, Bob. Why would I think it's insulting? How else do you think they won?
So you control all the games?
Well, yeah, not all the games. I mean, I could. I'm God. Sorry. But I mainly just deal with the playoffs. You know, anything that I have money on. I like to gamble.
Oh, really? Well, how do you pick who's going to win?
Pretty much whoever I bet on.
Well, do you ever lose?
No, I do not. I'm God. I'm sorry.
Okay, next question is from Kelly. Kelly says, God, why is there so much hate in the world?
You know, I get this one a lot, and I don't know. This one's pretty much on you.
You mean on us humans?
Yeah. Hate's not really my thing.
Well, didn't you make us?
Yeah, I made a couple of you, and they were pretty great. Very nice people. Sweet, kind, great teeth. And really, I thought it was going to work out pretty well. And then you started having sex with each other and made a whole bunch more of you, and you kind of went fucking nuts.
Nuts?
Yeah, you don't really seem to like each other very much. And what really surprised me is how much you really hate the animals.
Animals?
No, when I made all these cute animals, I thought I made friends for you people. And then all of a sudden, you start eating them. That's some weird shit. I did not see that coming.
Well, you really made them so delicious.
Dude, it's weird.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Next question. Is the devil real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is real. Yeah, she is a bitch.
Well, I don't want to sound sexist, but I had no idea the devil was a woman.
Oh, I thought I made that obvious.
All right, now here is a question from Tammy. Tammy okay. asks, well, actually, it's more of a statement. Tammy uh-huh. says, I would like to thank you for sex.
Oh, well, Tammy, allow me to say, you are welcome. I pretty much nailed it with that one. That's a good time. A good time. Yeah, go ahead. You let me have
Let's
that
Let's hear
one.
It for sex, everybody.
Yeah, for sure. And if I'd like to thank all of you for saying my name at the end of it. Classy move. I thank you.
Okay, one more question. This is a good question. Is there a heaven, and if so, do we all get to go?
Yes. I want everyone to know, I'll go on the record right now, there is a heaven.
Ah.
Yes, it's like the nicest hotel you've ever been in.
Oh.
And everyone gets their own masseuse. There's 24-hour room service. You order whatever you want, eat whatever you want, never get fat. It's baller.
Well, well, that's great. And we all get to go.
Oh, no. There's only like 100 rooms.
What? But that's pretty low.
Well, there's not that many good people out there, Rick. I mean, there's 100 rooms and only half are filled.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem right that you walk around all the time lying. Every fucking one of you.
So if you lie, you don't get in?
No, you don't get in. Lying's a sin, Rick, and you all do it. It's like you can't even get through the day without lying your faces off. And about little stuff, too. Why can't you be honest about something that you paid for? I don't understand it. You buy something for $50, and you can't just be honest with the people in your life. You got to tell them it was $45. Why?
All right, so if you lie...
Out.
If you cheat...
Out.
All right, if you masturbate...
I let that one slide. Unless when you do it, you're eating an animal. That's weird, and you're not getting in. We don't need you in the hotel.
But God, what about forgiveness?
Fuck that. You really? Sin, you're out. No, you're out. No, no, no.
Just nothing. No. Well,
enjoy hell. She's going to be happy to see you.
Well, where are you going now, God?
I'm going to put $20 on the Knicks.
God, everybody.
Stop your lying. Stop lying.
God was brought to you by Yuri's Yarmulke Hut. Are you Jewish? Do you want to be Jewish? Or maybe you just want to dress like you're Jewish. Then get your keister down to Yuri's Yarmulke Hut. We've got something for all your yarmulke needs. Vacation yarmulkes, serious yarmulkes, even our latest joke yarmulkes, like the one that you stick two beers in and sip with a straw. Yuri's Yarmulke Hut. So much fun, you'll think it's Christian.
And now, please welcome another very talented comedian. I'm so excited. It's her first time on Come to Papa. Please welcome Rosebud Baker, everybody. Rosebud!
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so happy to be on a God-themed show. I am a very spiritual person. Because I come from money. So I can afford to be delusional. I'm just kidding. I don't have it anymore because of comedy. This is going to be a godless set, though. And I just want to make that clear up top. He gave me all the ideas. So you guys are like, is she preaching? I'm in my mid-30s, and I don't have kids. I just have one dog that I breastfeed, and he's a sweet little idiot. He's so sweet. He's got separation anxiety, and I took him to the vet, and I was like, I don't know what to do. He's licking the walls, and she was like, we got to get him doggy Xanax, and I'm a white woman, so I was like, sign me up. I was like, absolutely. It seems ridiculous to give your dog Xanax, but I got to tell you guys, it really works. Like, I took one of those. I'm not worried about him anymore. He seems fine to me now. I love him so much. I would do anything for my dog. Like, he got a dick infection. Yeah, that's not what the vet called it, but that's what it is. And it's gross, and it's crazy, because I didn't even know I had anything. I gave you the heads up. I did. I said it was going to be blasphemous. I don't have sex with my dog, but I should, because he loves me. And I used to have a cat. I had to put my cat down last year, which is, it's sad. But I mean, she slept 22 hours a day. It's like two more hours. I can't. Who gives a shit? I said to the vet, I was like, she's doing what she loves. I can't be bothered. Like, I feel like normally when you put an animal down, you can feel when their soul, like, leaves their body. But I don't think cats have one. No, because the only way I could tell my cat was dead was that she was letting me hold her. I was like, oh, she likes me. Oh, she's gone. That makes a lot more sense. Makes a lot more sense. I'm in love. That's a new thing that's happening. Yeah, I'm hoping it passes. Falling in love in your 30s is like farting in public. You gotta relax into it. And it feels good if you're the one doing it, but as soon as your friends see it, they're like, we live in a society. Do that in your home. They look at you like you're in a mental institution every time. Like, here's the thing. I think people who are falling in love, adults who are falling in love, should be put away for a little while, you know? Because they're not acting like adults. They don't belong. They're babies, okay? Like, and babies are put away in the workplace, you know? I think adults should also be put away if they're falling in love. Because if you're on your way to make copies and you see two adults tickling each other, you're like, I'm going to kill myself today. it's going to happen. And I, he's my first white guy in 6 years, so I went back. Feel a little guilty saying that during Black History Month, but it is the truth. I went back. And they say, you know, they say once you go black, you'll never go back. It's not necessarily true, okay? It's that once you go black, you might go back, but white guys will seem gay. Yeah. I was in the car with my boyfriend last week. He goes, I hope Froyo makes a comeback. I was like, we're in a new world. This is different. White guys are so carefree. I woke up over the holidays to my boyfriend going, everybody loves Thanksgiving because the family's all together. I thought my dog learned how to talk. But I missed it. I missed how much you can make fun of white guys because they're the easiest ones to make fun of. I mean, you guys are top of the food chain, so we can just go in. And that is my love language, is just roasting people. So my boyfriend has a tremor. He can't help it. His hand shakes all the time. He's very weak. And so I'll just record him trying to eat soup. Yeah, just and then I'll just send that to him in the middle of the day for no reason. Just be like, I'm never gonna breed with you. He takes it really well, though. He does. He's like, I'm going to spank you for that. I was like, you'd miss. We are sexually opposite. You know, like, I like to feel threatened in bed. And my boyfriend, he likes a lot of eye contact and face holding. So it works. Yeah, I thought I'd been choked until he was like, I want to build a future with you. And I'm like, I can't breathe. It's the kinkiest shit I've ever heard. Yeah. You guys caught up to that one. Took a second. I don't know. I think I want to get married. I do. I don't want to meet a new person ever again. That's it. It's not a romantic reason. I've been out there. I've seen men, you know, hunting for pussy in the wild. And it's horrible to watch. It's not graceful. You look like seals on land. You're just lurching towards us, like all dick and balls. And you're like, where are you from? It's gross. You're always wet. I'm like, where's the moisture coming from? What's happening, Richard? I don't know how, but somehow, since the Me Too movement, guys have gotten more creepy. I don't know how it happened. Because you can take a guy home now, and he'll, like, put his hand on your tit, and then he'll be like, do you consent to this? It's like, no, I'm calling the police. I'm actually gay, and no, I'm not gay. I do have a pussy-eating voice, though, and right? Yeah, I sound like a seasoned lesbian. But I am into men. I don't really even know why. I really don't. My last breakup, I was like, I don't even think I'm attracted to men anymore. Because I was with this guy for 5 years. And when you break up in your 30s after 5 years, you feel like you've worked on a term paper for all of college. And then right before the deadline, your computer deletes it. And you're like, well, fuck this whole class. I'm going to burn down the school. Yeah, I'm not gay, but I did try. I dated a woman for 3 months in college. I did try it. You know, I dabbled. I went to liberal arts school. So, you know, you do a semester of broads. And I hate that joke. And it's like Tourette's. It just flies out of my mouth every time. I don't know. I think that's it for me. You guys have been so much fun. Thank you. I'm Rosebud Baker. Bye.
Rosebud, everybody. Rosebud Baker.
Rosebud was brought to you by shame. Are you a human being? Do you sometimes feel bad about what you do, think, and feel? Then it's time to be filled with shame. Shame takes normal human activities, mixes it with guilt, and makes you feel dirty. Sex, dirty thoughts, gambling, enjoying yourself, even dancing can all be ruined with shame. And there's only one way to get clean. Religion.
The thing you don't know about Rick Chrome is not only does he hate applause when the joke doesn't land at the end, but also that he's a very talented singer, songwriter, and he's been on Broadway multiple times. He had the longest off-Broadway variety show called Newsical, which ran for like 100 years. He's really a complete talent, and we're so lucky to have him here. He's been at the Comedy Cellar for years as well, but he's just really just a triple threat, as they say, and really a great guy. And, oh, look, he's at the piano right now.
Oh, hi there, Tom. You were being nice to me. I didn't want to stop you.
Welcome. What are you going to do for us?
Oh, well, since it's a religious theme, I would like to... This is not a song that I wrote, but this is a song written by the great Tom Lear.
Oh.
Remember Tom Lear?
From you know him, right?
Well,
big Portugal
anyway.
Star.
Have you, no, it's not him.
Yeah, number one.
Anyway.
Who is Tom Lear?
Tom Lear was a songwriter, satirical songwriter, who was on a show called That Was the Week That Was in the 1960s.
Oh.
And he wrote all sorts of satirical songs.
Right.
And he was quite the sensation in the 60s when I was 3 or 4 years old.
Right.
And since he is still alive, by the way, but he's not working anymore, so I'd like to do a little homage to Mr. Lear, if you will.
Rick Chrome, everybody.
All right, here we go. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head in great respect, then genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want to, if you've cleared up with the pontiff. Everybody say his own Kyrie liaison, doing the Vatican rag. Get in line in that processional, step into that small confessional. There's the guy who got religional, tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try plain and safer, drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8, time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head in great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Bake the cross on your abdomen, when in Rome do like a Roman. Ave Maria, gee, it's good to see ya, getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic, and doing the Vatican rag.
Rick Chrome, everybody. And now a very talented comedian. Again, another first timer here on Come to Papa. Very, very funny. I'm very excited to have him. We've been we are hanging in LA and we've been crossing paths, and finally he's here. Please welcome Sean Patton, everybody. Sean Patton.
Oh, I always wanted to do that. Just that move. Ooh. Happy Lundi Gras, everyone. If you're a New Orleanian like myself, today is Mardi Gras Eve. You know? Meaning everyone goes to bed early tonight, usually. That's not true at all. There was like a skepticism. Like, what? Like, no. People stay up 24 hours and just drink more. Yeah. And today, well, not today, but I'm coming up on 13 years as a New Yorker, right? That is, I know. Woo! You know? Some of you are like, yay. Some of you are like, who the fuck? Who gives you shit? That's why I love it here, you know? 13 years, congratulations. What do you want, a fucking, you know? We out of cookies. We gave away all the cookies to the people who had been here for 10 years. So you don't get shit. You bozo. No one's ever called me a bozo, but I would love that. Let's start bringing back insults from the 30s. I love living here for this. Okay. Your average New Yorker's number one fear, which is not terrorism. which is not overpopulation, which is not being swallowed by the Atlantic Ocean when the ice caps melt by December tops, right? It is being pushed into the tracks of the subway by a stranger for no reason. As the train arrives, murdered for over nothing, over just taking up, over being molecules. Your average New Yorker's number one fear, essentially, is another New Yorker. There's 8.7 million of us all terrified of one another. I love that about this city. Now, like I said, almost 13 years, I do not suffer from that fear. I suffer from the fear of pushing someone into the tracks. So you're all justified. Like five times a day, I got to talk myself out of murdering some fucking yoink because he's just right on the edge of the platform, on his phone, hat down, not paying attention, and like fucking pants rolled way too high. Way too high. It's too high. Just above the shoe line. That's good. Show off what you're wearing. Now we're seeing calf. You're fucking ridiculous. And you're not respecting the proximity of the train. And I'm behind you like, ooh, don't do it, though. Don't fucking push this guy. Oh, there's so much platform. Just share. It's not a dare. It's not a dare. He's not daring you to do this. This is not a cry for help. He's not going to turn around suddenly and go, friend, set me free. I lack the courage. Six times a day. That's what I'm doing. Talking to myself out of murdering a stranger. I also know that if I did it, train hits the guy, he's dead. I think the cops would be down there pretty quick to arrest me, but I feel like there'd be one, at least one NYPD officer who would be like, hey, come here. Come here. Was he standing on the edge? Tell me the truth. Was he standing on the yellow part with the bumps? You did the right fucking thing. All right, go. Get out of here. Go. Go. I'm telling you, hit me with my billy club. Go. In fact, here, it's your billy club. Token of appreciation. I was in L.A. a couple of weeks ago. I flew back with so much weed. I do this every time I go. I'm in entertainment. I go to California four times a year. I fly back with weed every time. I'm confessing. But it's not illegal anymore. I mean, I think it was like last year, the government of California said, fine, do it. We know you've been doing it. I'm like, yeah, we have. 6 years I've been doing this. Seriously, go to California, pack the amount of weed you think it would take to get you arrested. And then be like pleasantly shocked when they don't do a damn thing about it. I love it, because we don't, New York, the weed isn't that good. And I know there's legal weed in Massachusetts, and that's right there, but I don't fucking trust Boston weed, all right? I just don't trust the concept of Boston weed yet. I feel like you smoke Boston weed and you become just like creatively racist, you know? Like you're totally like, hey man, like, you got some Boston, let's smoke it. And then after 20 minutes later, like, dude, you ever fucking look at a Puerto Rican? You know what I mean? Fucking Puerto Ricans everywhere, dude. You know, they always ask, you know, what kind of bird is that? Like they fucking watching birds or something? And you're fucking looking up all the time around them? They want you to look up so you're distracted. They take your fucking wallet, the fucking cocksuckers. Fucking my father, you know, my father said, watch out for Puerto Ricans. He's a good man, my father. He once built an entire barge with his bare hands and he had mono the whole fucking time. All right? He's a good fucking man, my father. He once put out a tree alarm fire with nothing but a cow. Just kept milking the fucking cow, throwing the milk on the fire. He's a good fucking man, all right? Only left here three times, twice to go to Nam, once to go buy rubbers. He says, don't look up. And he don't look up because he's fucking union. I know that's a terrible Boston accent, but I feel like Boston weed gives you the sort of cotton mouth that makes you fucking talk like your fucking words are all on a segue. I always do it. I always fly back Like, the other states on the West Coast will be kind of dicks about it. Nevada, weed is fairly newly legal there. There's a Comedy Cellar in Vegas. It's wonderful. Every time I come back, weed. I bring weed. So, this is like in November. I was at the airport, and my bag did the thing where it went through the x-ray machine and then shot into that other lane. And now I'm like, God damn it. This could take like 45 minutes minimum. The only reason I'm here this early is to get McDonald's breakfast. It's the only reason I get here early is I'm on the airport diet, which means at an airport, I can eat like a fucking death row inmate. Luckily for me, I fly 26 weeks a year minimum. So I'm now angry that I'm not going to be able to get my fucking McDonald's more than likely. I'm going to have to settle for Qdoba or some bullshit. That's not, they don't specialize in breakfast, you know? And that pisses me off. And I'm staring at my bag, and the guy's finally like, is this your bag? I'm like, yeah! That's why I'm staring two fucking Egg McMuffins right through it. Waiting for you to put on some more gloves, some more blue gloves, doctor. And he asked, he goes, oh, is there anything sharp in here? And I wanted to be like, did you see anything sharp when it went through the fucking x-ray machine that we have to tactically disassemble our lives into bins for you? Yes, I'm a knife collector. And there's a bunch of open stiletto switchblades in my bag. Watch out. I pack them open so there's no stress on the spring. During flight, I mean, you know? You fucking dick. Hey, by the way, you know, listen. Okay. I appreciate the service the TSA provides. I do. But understand, the rules are different depending on the fucking airport. All right? The fuckers act like we're breaking one set of rules that is set in stone and followed at every airport in America. Nope. Airports, they're like Church's Chicken. They have different menus. I've been to churches that serve tacos. And you don't see that everywhere. I've been to some airports where they let you keep your shoes on even if you're not pre-check, all right? It's fucking different. And I know you've experienced where you get to an airport and you put your shoes in a fucking bin like you have dozens of times. And there's one fucking like, sir. Those go on the belt directly. And then they get the fucking loud guy out of the break room to make that condescending and, ladies and gentlemen, shoes go directly on the belt. They do not go in the bin. Like, that's why 9/11 happened? Like, we're the fucking reason? And you remember that moment. And then you go to another airport. And they're like, sir, the shoes go in a bin. The shoes go in a bin. And you're like, motherfucker, if I did not have to board this flight, I'd take a swing at you with one of these shoes. You piece of shit. I'm fat, so I snore, obviously. Right? Which means I travel with a CPAP, which poetically is a nightmare. Because some airports want me to disassemble the thing piece by piece, and that's where I draw the line. Like, hell no! JFK International Airport says it stays in the bag! Fucking North Carolina Asheville Regional Airport. The fuck do you even know? Your TSA is a family business, as far as I can tell. You're all related. North Carolina's got a bunch of those. Like the Wilmington, North Carolina International Airport. Like, international? That's what you got. French backpackers landing here every week. Like, we shall begin our tour of America in Wilmington, North Carolina. Direct flight from Paris. That guy's not French at all, is he? Yeah. I really suck at accents. That was like Ukrainian Jamaican, maybe. But foreign. So, this fucking guy in Vegas, he opens his suitcase. There's the weed. I don't hide it. It's like a pearl in an oyster, right? And he's got my boarding pass, and he says, well, sir, you understand this is legal in the state of Nevada, but it will not be legal once you land at JFK. And he gives me one of those little head, that little shit, you know, like a teacher would do to you, you know, like, You were supposed to turn this in 2 days ago, Mr. Patton. So I was like, why is anyone going to search my carry-on upon landing? I gave it right back. I gave it right back to him. Like a curious pooch. And within seconds, he was like, have a safe flight. Because what are they going to do? Call the New York TSA office? Like, another one slipped through the cracks? There's a man arriving in roughly 4 hours on a Delta flight with 5 to 7 grams of marijuana. Maybe you can stop him before there's an epidemic on your hands. Thank you all very much. I love you all dearly. Have a great night. Happy... Come up!
Sean Patton, Mr. Patton.
Excuse me, Tom.
Come on, Dave.
It's Dave again. From before. I got another message from Zeus. He apologized for calling you a fucking bitch. That wasn't cool.
Thank you.
But he wants to know... I'm just reading what he said. When is Dave on the show? You said he would be on more in the earlier to middle part of the show. And now it seems like it's getting late. And the show's honestly gone on a bit long, in his opinion. Do you know when he's on? I'm just reading his note.
Tell Zeus a couple more acts and Dave will be on.
Fuck off.
I was digging through my attic the other day looking for any sweaters that I hadn't broken out, 'cause it's the end of the season. And I came across some poems that I had written when I was 12 years old. And just by coincidence, the poems match up with the theme of tonight's show. Yeah. And this is kind of embarrassing. You know, keep in mind, I was 12. But I'd like to share them with you. I feel like we have a good relationship so far. You seem to be enjoying yourselves. I feel vulnerable, but I also feel safe. So, Elio, if you could play a little poem music. Do you have that? In the 80s, we would have called that a little gay, but I think it's right. Remember, 12. This first poem is called Praying. Now I lay me down to sleep. To my God my soul do keep. And should I die before I wake, please God, make my boner go down before my mom comes in and finds me. This next one is called, Are You Real? I prayed for a dog and a new bike. I prayed for a treehouse and some candy I like. And you gave me none of it. What the fuck, God? Are you even real? I asked for some cake. I asked for a pool. I asked for one of those radios that are really cool. And you gave me none of it. If you do exist, God, you're kind of shitty. When the bullies came after me and threw my lunch in the lake, and I begged you to kill them and cut off their legs, it's like you didn't even hear me. I prayed that you'd kill my teacher before my test. I used to think that you were the best. Thanks for nothing. What a dick. Actually, I didn't want to call you a dick, but I was just calling you a dick to see if you'd respond if I called you a dick. Still nothing. But don't kill me in my sleep. Amen. Thank you. This is a little easier than I thought, but still. This part's a little more out there. These are called haikus. Portugal, do you know what haikus are? They're poems that Japanese people write. and it goes, yeah, it goes by syllables. It goes five syllables first line, seven second line, back to five. Three line poems, five, seven, five. Don't know why they do it. They're Japanese. And when I was 12, we ordered Chinese food and I got inspired. And I wrote these. There's three of them. This first haiku is called Thanks God. I thank you, kind God, weird man way up in the sky. My penis is fun. This next one is called You Go God. You made hamsters, snails, birds, clouds, sun, and boobs. You're fucking awesome. This last one is called Masturbator. I was 12. God, you are my friend, co-pilot throughout my life. Would it kill you to stay out of my fucking room when I'm naked? It's more than seven syllables, but thank you all. Thank you. And now please welcome back Olivia Wessel, everybody. Olivia Wessel.
Olivia was brought to you by Carl's Dark Chocolate Communion Wafers. Are you a good Christian? Do you go to church once in a while? Then you deserve a reward. Who says the body of Christ has to taste like styrofoam? Carl's Dark Chocolate Communion Wafers. Because if anybody is going to taste delicious, it's Jesus.
And now, please welcome a very, very good friend of mine, one of my favorite comedians of all time. Please welcome Rich Voss, everybody. Rich Voss.
Thank you. Thank you. I I just finished watching 3 seasons in a row of Narcos, and I think it's affecting the way I'm dressing. How about all these other comics? Holy fuck, killer. Killer. Here's the difference between them and myself is they still have hope, okay? I'm too old to do this bullshit. I really, this is it. How old are you, sir? About 41? How old? 55. That's why I got fired from the carnival. I was always 20 years off and bad at math. As you get older, and a very young wife, so there's money involved in this. As you get older, do you start? Are you waking up in pain yet? No? You're a liar. I wake up in so much pain. My body feels like what a Picasso painting looks like. In 1977, I went to see Elton John in concert at Madison Square Garden. At that concert, I was probably doing a drug then, Quaaludes, or maybe acid or coke. I was definitely on 2 or 3 drugs, at least. I went to see him 6 months ago on his farewell tour. I was on Tylenol and anxiety medicine. Back in the day, I was a drug addict. I'm sober now. I'll talk about it later. But back in the day, thank you. And I used to put myself in positions in life where I could have easily got shot, stabbed, robbed, beaten up. And I had no fear, none whatsoever. Now, I am scared to death that I'm going to slip in the shower. Scared to death. When you're young, you take handrails for granted, okay? I went to a club last week as I'm walking in. This kid at the door, under 25, so we knew he was stupid. If you're under 25, to me, you're not allowed to have an opinion. I'm just saying, you could live your life. Look, until you've been divorced, filed for bankruptcy, and had an MRI, I don't want to hear what the fuck you got to say. So I'm walking in this club, and this kid asked me, he goes, do you have ID? Huh? How about the bags under my eyes? How about that? A lot of people under 21 dyeing their beards gray. Is that? Huh? You want some real ID? Stand by my bed at night as I'm sleeping and watch me wake up 5 times and go take a piss, okay? I'm getting old and I'm getting cranky. Is he getting cranky at all? Yeah. You're not going to say yes. You don't want those checks to stop coming. Every yes is a new outfit. I'm just so cranky. I was in the diner the other day, and I asked the waitress, "Oh, do you have turkey burgers?" She said, "We used to." I go, "Well, why don't you sit down and we'll reminisce the good old days?" I was checking into a hotel a couple weeks ago. And the lady said, spell your name. I said, V-O-S, Voss, V-O-S. And she's staring at me. She said, is that it? And I go, no, but usually after 3 letters, I need to take a break. So I'm going to head to my room and nap. In Dunkin' Donuts the other day, I go in and I go to the guy behind the counter. Can I have a coffee with a milk and a sweet and low? He said, how many sweet and lows? I go, well, in this country, when we compare letters to numbers, A equals 1. If I say, can I have a coffee with a milk and E sweet and lows, that would be 5. But we stop the letter system at B and go right back to the number system. He picks up a cup with a marker and said, what's your name? I go, I'm the only fucking one in here. when the coffee's done, just go, hey, you. And that would be me. And every time I go into this, the kid is so stupid. They don't listen. I was in there the other day, and I said, can I have a coffee? I go, can I have just a coffee with almond milk and a Splenda? He said, anything else? Just. I said, just. If I came in here and punched just you in the face, would other people feel it? All I have in my life now is Amazon. That's it. That's my excitement. I order stuff, I go on the road, and I know I have something to come home to. I mean, I have a wife and kids, but they don't do it for me anymore. I ordered something on Amazon recently, and I'm sitting in my hotel room, and my wife calls, and she's like, the oven broke, the dog, the mortgage. She's having a meltdown. And all I want to ask her is, did I get a package? Oh, your grandmother died. That's horrible. I ordered boots. My wife and I were driving in New York the other night. We see this big Victoria's Secret model billboard, and they're top line models. My wife says, I would never want to look like one of them. I go, well, there's a wish you don't have to waste. Right. It's all, you know what I'm saying, ladies? Oh, two have no emotion. Great. Thank God you're in the front row. It's all fun and games in the beginning. You two are new at this, aren't you, huh? 5 years? That's still new. You kissed during sex still. That ends. It was all from, now my wife now is a vegan, a full-blown feminist, and she's pro-Palestinian, and I'm a Jew. Do you know how aggravating it is to live with a vegan? My 12-year-old brings nothing to the table. Nothing. Little self-centered narcissist. She could be a president, I swear to God. Build a wall. Just put your son Eric's front teeth on the border. I picked my daughter up from school the other day. And I pick her up, and it was nice. I pick her up, and she goes, nice, nice. She goes, take me to Burger King. I go, I don't feel like going to Burger King. Let's go home. We have food. She goes, come on, take me. I said, no, we're going to go home. She goes, please, please, please. I go, no, we're going home. She goes, I would take you. I go, I have a car. Now she's crying and going, take me. I go, I'm not taking you. And she said to me, she goes, you're worse than Hitler. I go, Hitler didn't take 6 million people to Burger King. I'm just not taking you. It's tough to get a laugh on a Hitler bit, you know. All right, let's talk about slavery. Look how clean I am. Whenever you work with Tom Pop, you go, oh, I better clean it up. You know what I mean? Because you feel like, because he's so, you know, Jim Gaffigan type, that I don't even want to curse. I feel new when I work with Tom. When I get to do this fly-by-night radio show, something about it makes me just feel so good. You know what I mean? All these whitest people on the fucking planet. Holy fuck, what are they giving out? Red hats after this? I last week celebrated 34 years sober. Thank you. Thank you. I love how audiences clap when they hear something they think they have to clap about. Like somebody, if I go to somebody in the audience, how long you married? They go 30 years, you start clapping. But you don't know if he's held her in the basement for 29. Even though I haven't got high for 34 years, I still have some of the habits and behaviors of a drug addict. Sometimes I act like a drug addict, even though I don't do drugs. I was driving through Dunkin' Donuts through the drive-thru, not the same one as the earlier joke. And I I ordered a coffee and a donut. Right? I ordered a coffee and a donut. And I pull up to the window. The guy opens the window, and he's holding the coffee and the donut. And I'm holding the money. And he's looking at me. I'm looking at him. I'm going, look, pal, I'm not giving you the money till you give me at least the donut. And I don't know you like that. Give me the donut, I'll give you some money. Give me the coffee, I'll finish payment, I'll get the hell out. If the product's good, I'll come back. We argued for 5 minutes. He finally gave me the donut, and I drove away. I ripped off the donut dealer. It's nice you took her out for a dish of fries. Wait till Saturday, mozzarella stick night. When I was a drug addict, I was a bad person. I was a liar, a manipulator. I was a piece of crap. I was not a good person, but that was my life then. My life now is like laying in bed with my wife, watching like Homeland, eating a protein bar. That's a pretty big change. Not enough for her. Now, she'll come in yelling, "You didn't fold the laundry." Yeah, and I also didn't pawn your grandmother's silverware. Here's the last one, because I got the light. Give me the light, the biggest fucking act on the show. I mean, I like these other kids, but you know what I mean. Anyhow, well, I got to do this, God. Here's the deal, real quick. They flare. Look. I say I have 34 years, and it's kind of arrogant that I say that. And I'll tell you, I was doing a radio interview a couple of weeks ago, and the interviewer said, "Why do you think you have 34 years and someone else might not?" I go, "If there is a God, and I believe in a God, like my wife is an atheist, and I like if we get in an accident and we're up there together, I'm going to go, look, she's on her own, okay? You heard me. Say I, you know what I mean? Like, I don't take it to a weird level. I know this guy, he was on Facebook, and he said, "I want to thank God for helping me get this show on True TV." And I wrote to him, I go, "Look, God does not deal with True TV. God deals with HBO and Netflix." So I said, if there is a God, maybe God kept me clean because I'm on stage and I could carry the message. Arrogant. Kept me alive, yet assassinated John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King, but kept me alive to talk to 200 people on the Tom Papa Show in the basement. Good night. Thank you.
Rich Voss, everybody, Rich Voss. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Thank you so much for coming out. You guys were a great crowd. We want to thank you all for coming.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Dave Hill, everybody. Yeah. Dave Hill. Right.
Tom Papa, everyone. Love watching you try to do your thing out here, Tom. It's a lot of fun. Give it up for the band. You guys seem like you enjoy playing together, and I honestly think that's the most important thing in music. You know, we joke around a lot here at Village Underground. Sometimes with mixed results, whatever. But I want to get serious for a second. You know, I know the theme tonight, Tom, God, and I think one of the things I really love about living here in New York City is that, like, we are all here, all sorts of different people, like some people that worship God or Jesus, or, you know, is like related to God, and then, or Allah, or like me with Zeus, or Satan, also me. I'm saying we're all here together. In New York City, living as, you know, one people, and I think that's really cool. So I took the liberty of writing a little song about it a few years back, and I've only performed this song publicly once before, and some of you will probably come up with your own conclusions as to why shortly. But I'll play it for you now. Sing it if you know it. I want to live in a town that was settled by the Dutch. I want to live in a town where everything kind of sort of costs too much. I want to live in a town where all the girls are painfully pretty. I want to live in New York City. I want to live in a town where I never have to drive my car. I want to live in a town where Dan Smith will teach me guitar. I want to live in a town where half my friends are gay. I want to live in New York City. When I walk these streets, can't keep from smiling. One time I even went to Staten Island. No, I won't see you in the Hamptons on the weekend. I'd rather move back home to Cleveland. I wanna live in a town where I can grab a late bite to eat. I wanna live in a town where I can relieve myself on the streets.
He knows what I'm talking about.
I wanna live in a town where the basketball team is kinda shitty. I wanna live in New York City. I wanna live in New York City.
Join in, guys.
I wanna live in New York City.
Calm down. Just have some fucking respect.
Let's hear one more time for everybody you saw tonight at the Village Underground. Rich Voss, Sean Patton, Stavros Halkias, Rosebud Baker, Olivia Vessel, Dave Hill, the Come to Papa Trio, and our announcer, Rick Chrome. Thank you all so much.